Larkin's Hill by Katrina Miller.
Every day, one summer, in Larkin Hill, it rained a little. Who said right is rain? What was right about rain? Rain made you wet, it made you miserable. Not right. We'd borrowed the tent from Gemma's grandfather. Who had this last time? Baden Powell, I quipped. I assumed she'd slapped me playfully on the arm like she normally did, but I waited in vain. I remember the tents we had browsed in the Argos catalogue, the ones that were more suitable for a modern-shaped couple like ourselves, and not the khaki triangular army regulation ones that made us look like extras from Dad's army. There was really only room for one in the tent, which I thought was odd. If there were two of us on one of our many regular visits to the hill, why didn't we have a bigger one? My father had sold the caravan we normally borrowed for some quick cash. I overheard him tell Mum that Peter wouldn't mind. Well, of course I wouldn't mind, as long as Gemma didn't. The damp, sweet stench from the tent's interior brought back memories of my scouting expeditions. Even 20-odd years ago, Larky Hill, as we used to refer to it then, was always the camper's choice. Did it rain that summer? The summer that seemed like centuries ago. The summer I was a boy. I tried to remember, but all I could recall was a full sun and the smell of burnt sausages. Is that why I like the place so much? To enable the past to become alive. Does it leak? I asked Gemma, knowing it would. It wouldn't be the same without a nice big leaky tent. I said, pre-sending, it was going to be great fun getting soaked at 3 a.m. I studied the ground around our pitch for Mags, my trusty motorcycle, in case we were in need of an emergency bed and breakfast, if the light but frequent rain didn't let up. How strange, I thought. The bike was nowhere to be seen. Did we bus it, or a hitch? I guess we slummed it this time, eh? I asked Gemma, hoping my jokey voice masked a vague feeling of apprehension. Gemma smiled serenely while looking out over the vast valley. The fact we didn't have a plan B in place hadn't entered her head. A single magpie landed at her feet to finish off the remnants of a crisp. One for sorrow, we need two for joy, I quipped. But she remained as static as a statue. Nothing seemed to hassle her today, or any other day these days. Quite often, especially lately, I felt she was as unpredictable as the weather on the hill. I watched as on cue the spotless sky became spoiled by navy black clouds that burst open like dead squid, bleeding their ink and blinding the sun. Gemma ran into the tent for shelter. "Wait for Petey!" I shouted like a bit of a wimp. I watched as she rummaged through her haversack and took out some candles and what looked like cuttings from a newspaper. "Watch you don't burn the bloody place down," I said, laughing. "I don't think Gramps will be pleased if we commit arson." She didn't laugh, just another stony silence. Was I getting the chuck, I wondered. Is that what this is all about? An elaborate plan just to give me the heave-ho? "At least we'll get heat," I said, trying to make light of a potentially disastrous outcome. I was now resigned to addressing the back of her head. I waited and watched anxiously for her shoulders to rise and then fall, a signal of the launch of one of her hearty giggles that would end up with both of us embracing each other in a sort of mutual admiration. As she lit each of the candles, I heard her crying softly. "That's not all that bad," I shouted playfully as I heard the patter of the rain against the roof stop abruptly and watched a chink of sunlight force its way through a gash in the canvas. Then my eyes wandered down to the cuttings and photographs Gemma had taken with the candles. Why was my missing motorcycle on the front page of the local rag? Where the hell did they get a photograph of me smiling like a baboon in the Scouts? A more recent one had taken up a quarter of the page. Am I missing? I thought. I'm missing. And Mags is missing, and I stopped. A chill like a wicked spell soaked through me as I read the headline. Local man, Peter Clark. Most unfortunate. Family and friends. tribute. Outside, the rain grew heavier. I heard the wings of the little magpie flap in a frantic attempt to fly away and escape. This year, in Larkin's Hill, it'll rain a little. Every day.